Close your eyes and stay with your breath. As it comes in, you stay right here. It goes out, you stay right here. Make the mind firm and steady right here in the present moment. Because its steadiness is where its strength lies. Otherwise, we rise and fall with the world. And look at the world now. It goes up and it goes down, goes up and it goes down. And if you go up and down with it, the mind's going to get dizzy. You're going to lose your sense of what's right and what's wrong, what's up and what's down. But like a post at the edge of the sea, the water rises and we want to make sure the post doesn't rise. So bury the post deep in the sand so it stands right upright. So when the water comes in, the post isn't disturbed. When the water goes out, the post isn't disturbed. But it's not disturbed like this, then it poses no danger to itself, no danger to others. Because it's just lying there on the edge of the sea. Goes out with the tide, comes back in with the tide. Goes out with the waves, comes in with the waves. Either it's going to run into somebody at some point, break their arm, break their legs, or else it's going to get smashed against rocks. It's going to suffer. In other words, if your attitudes rise and fall with the world, you're dangerous to yourself and you're dangerous to the people around you as well. You want to have a firm sense of what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. And don't let the opinions of the world sway you, because they're not reliable at all. People will tell you one thing is good today and then tell you the opposite is good tomorrow. That's an unreliable world. And if your goodness relies on the world, then you can't trust your own goodness. So make sure your goodness has an independent source inside, right here with the mind, as it stays with the breath, stays with the body, and doesn't let itself get pushed around by things. That way you're safe, people around you are safe as well. So make your mind firm, set it upright. Have a clear sense of what's right and what's wrong, what's skillful and what's not skillful. As the Buddha taught his son, before you do anything, ask yourself, is this going to harm anybody? If you foresee any harm, just don't do it. If you don't foresee any harm, then while you're doing it, check to see if there any unexpected harm is coming up. If it is, then you stop. If not, you continue. When you're done, you reflect on the long-term results. And if you realize that you did cause harm, well, you've learned something. Talk it over with someone you trust, and then make up your mind not to make that mistake again. If you didn't cause any harm, then the Buddha says take joy in the fact that you're training yourself well, and then continue your training. In other words, be happy but not satisfied. There's always more to do. There's always better to be. And it's good to be in a world where you can continually improve yourself like this. This way your mind has a clear sense of what's right and what's wrong, what's good and what's bad. It's not influenced by the world. The world has currents, rip currents that can pull you apart if you let yourself go out into them. So stay here at the edge, upright, buried deep in the sand. No matter how the world goes up and down, your sense of your worth is steady. And your worth will be steady. And you'll be safe for yourself, safe for the people around you.